You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. And in honor of Valentine's Day, we're talking about love. And who better to talk to about love than the love doctor, Dr. Terry Orbach. She's a relationship expert, author, therapist, research professor at the University of Michigan Institute of Social Research. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
When you talk and write and research love, are you just looking at relationships or are you looking at the overall importance of love in our lives?
I'm looking at both. And it turns out that relationships and love are so important to our health and well-being. When they're good, we're good.
The world doesn't seem very loving lately. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I think because people are disagreeing and they're not accepting or okay with those differences. One of the things we know in relationships, at least, is that you're bound to disagree because people come from different walks of life, different families, different backgrounds, and you're bound to disagree. It's how you disagree that really impacts the happiness and stability in those relationships.
Can you disagree in a loving way?
You can, Lisa, and that's what's really important. You need to really listen to one another, not take things personally, no name calling, and validate each other. So you can say, I hear what you're saying. I disagree, but I hear what you're saying.
That sounds like a little bit of respect thrown in there as well.
Exactly. Respect those differences.
So it's the week of love, Valentine's Day. Do you think people are uncomfortable talking about love?
Well, I think that people don't want to accept that love can come from many different people and kinds of relationships. For Valentine's Day, at least, we tend to gravitate toward romantic relationships and romantic love. But Lisa, you can get love from lots of different people, your friends, family, even coworkers at work.
And loving yourself is important too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Loving yourself is so important. So the week of Valentine's Day, you can even be good to yourself. Self-care, do what makes you happy. Make a list of 5 things that you've been meaning to do for this week and do them for you.
If you don't have a partner and it's Valentine's week, and I feel like loneliness is something a lot of people deal with. Does it get magnified during this week?
It does, because people think that you need a partner not to feel lonely. You need a romantic partner not to feel lonely. But Lisa, loneliness is really the difference between what we expect in our lives at that moment regarding relationships and what we really have. So if you can feel good about yourself not having a partner, think about all the things that you're able to do because you're not in a romantic relationship and change your expectations. You are great. It's okay not to be with a romantic partner. Think about all the other people in your life that make that life fulfilling. Then your loneliness will get reduced.
Do you think society is getting away from that a little bit, that you have to have a partner, you have to be in a relationship, you have to get married?
Well, maybe not get married, but I still think we have all those should statements out there that in order to be happy, you need a romantic relationship. In order to be happy, you need a romantic partner. Being single is okay, and there are lots of advantages and strengths to being single. And the most important thing is that if you are single during this period of time, be positive, be optimistic, and be hopeful, because that's what will have other people attracted to you, and then you're much more likely to create opportunities to meet people if you're positive and optimistic.
Let's go back to expectations for a minute. You said something about lowering your expectations, and I'm a reach for the stars, you can make it happen, never give up type person. Can those two go together?
I think it's important to go for what you want, go for what you need, but you can't expect it all. You know, a lot of people say they want a partner who's, you know, their best friend, best parent, do everything with them, best lover, best provider. that's a lot of stress and expectation on that other person. So manage your expectations. I don't think you have to lower them, but manage them, Lisa.
Oh, I like that. So you recently wrote an article, Dr. Terry Orbach, for the Huffington Post about ways to deepen your relationship bond. So for those in a relationship, can you share some of those tips with us?
Absolutely. And they're all really simple ways to make your relationship better. First, do random acts of kindness for each other often. So, you know, every single day, wake up and say or do something really small, like I'm thinking of you, or I love you, or thank you for being in my life, or a small gesture like turning on the coffee pot in the morning because you know your partner needs caffeine, filling up a tank of gas, texting your partner and just saying, I'm thinking of you. Those small gestures really significantly strengthen a relationship.
And who doesn't appreciate that?
Oh, we all want to be appreciated, right? And feel like we're special and valued. Also, try to devote 10 minutes a day to connecting with your partner. Now, some people are going to say, oh, wow, that's a long time. Some people are going to say it's a short time. But most couples don't spend that amount of time connecting. When I mean connecting, I mean talking about something other than these four topics, Lisa: work, family or the children, who's going to do what around the house, or your relationship. So 10 minutes every single day talking about something other than those four topics.
And what can you say? What's a good thing to say to your partner to help them feel more appreciated?
Well, I think you can say, what if you won the lottery? I was trying to think about that. If you won the lottery, where would you want to travel to and why? Or if you could do things all over again, what would you be or study? Or what kind of new activity do you want to start? Or what hobby have you been meaning to start in your life? These are kinds of things for you to really get to know your partner again and say, I notice you. I want to get to know you better.
Sounds like more of an interpersonal conversation versus just a practical.
Exactly. One is maintaining the household and the practical things in your relationship and life, and one is, I really want to get to know you again like I first did when I first met you. Because when we first meet someone, when we date them, those are the kinds of questions we ask.
Is this work?
I do not think that good relationships are hard work. I think it takes small, consistent changes and actions that lead to happy, healthy relationships.
I always say actions speak louder than words, right?
They do. They do.
Well, we've loved talking to you, Dr. Terry Orbach, relationship expert, author, therapist, research professor at the University of Michigan Institute of Social Research. I know you have all sorts of books and links, and we'll put that all on our website, WEMU.org.
Thanks, Lisa.